Hey guys, it's Timothy, coming to you live once again outside, and today we are talking about God and His grace. So His grace is beyond all that we can see. His grace is beyond all that we can measure. His grace is beyond all that we can ever comprehend. God's grace is like a never-ending fountain of love. It has no boundaries. It has no end. It has no limits. This is the best way to describe God's grace. To anybody who calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting of their sins, asking God for the forgiveness that they don't even deserve. God is faithful and just to forgive them, not because we deserve it. Heaven knows we don't deserve it. I've done a lot of things that I don't deserve forgiveness for. But I've got forgiveness. I've got new life. And let me tell you something. That forgiveness, that new life in Jesus Christ, that makes all the difference in the world. You understand that we are not saved by what we do. We're saved by what we can't do. We're saved by what we can't do. I'll say that again. We're saved by what we can't do. We couldn't take the place on the cross, but God loved us so much. You know, in John 15, where it says, greater love hath no man than this, that he would lay down his one and only life for a friend. Well, God loved us so much that he did just that. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us, to die for our sins. Not because he wanted to, but because he had to. Because the law is clear that a blood sacrifice, an atoning blood sacrifice, must be done. And God is not a liar, thus he will not break his law. God is not a liar, thus he will not break his covenant. So, in the end, understand that we are not saved by what we can do. The cost has already been paid. The price has already been paid in full. All we have to do, we have to be willing to admit that we messed up. You gotta be willing to admit that. I messed up. But God is greater than all my failures. I messed up. But God gives me new mercy every day. I messed up. But God is bigger than my debacles. I messed up. But God is bigger than what I can and can't do. I messed up, but the Bible says that God loved me so much that he gave his only begotten son. You understand, when you put yourself in the shoes of the repentant sinner, and you come to Christ, knowing that he doesn't have to forgive you, but that he forgives you because he loves you, that is knowing that you are secure in Christ, because he forgave you because he loved you. He didn't have to forgive you. He didn't have to send his son to die for us. But in order so that the old law may be appeased or fulfilled according to the Bible, in order that the law may be fulfilled, it had to be done. You see, God's not going to be the one to break his own law, or else that'd make God a liar. And our God's a big God. Our God can't lie. Our God is a just God. His judgments are forever just. Our God is a jealous God. And that means that He wants us to worship Him and Him alone. So understand that it is not by our might to where we're saved. It is not by our might. It is by the might and the love of God, Almighty God. The might and the love of Almighty God saved us from ourselves, saved us from an eternal punishment in hell. You see, that's how much God loves you. That He can pick you up and put you back down on your feet again. He can pick you up and say, listen, you messed up, but my love is greater than your failure. Because love never fails. Okay? So, if love never fails, and God loved us so much that He sent His Son to die for us, and it's quoted in Romans, and in Acts, and in Joel, and in John, that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting in their heart, believing that He rose and died again, he will be saved. You see, it's not by our works that we can be saved. It's not by our might that we can be saved. It's not by our strength that we can be saved. It's by the mighty hand of God that we can be saved by. Nothing more and nothing less. And so, folks, this is how you know you can be saved. Well, now we're running out of time here. So let's end in a prayer. Father God, we thank You that You have sent Your Son to die for us. That it is not our might that saves, but Yours, God. So we ask of You now, God, to take away our sin. Take away the temptations in our lives. Teach us how to better serve You, God. And show us the pathway so as we might be born again. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. And folks, if you prayed a different prayer than that, that's great. Praying your own prayers. But if you want to use this one as a model and you're sincere about it, and you really mean every word that you pray, then go for it. Go for it. Sincerity is key, repentance is key, honesty is key. God can save you, my friend. He can do the same thing for you that He did for me. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And so I ask you today to put your faith in God. And become born again through the remission of sins in Jesus' name. Well, my name is Timothy Clark, and that's all the time that we have for today on the broadcast. I want to thank you for joining me, and may God continue to bless you. Look up, folks, for your redemption draweth nigh.